When we first started screening the new IMAX movie, Tornado Alley, we all had the same thought. Wow, that looks just like Japan. The wake left by a tornado can look like the wake of a tsunami or a hurricane. Once something is reduced by nature to pickup sticks, it looks the same and makes you feel very small. 3/4 of the world's tornadoes occur on America's plains, the so-called Tornado Alley. So it's natural that a group of Americans set out to film and study them. Filmmaker Sean Casey builds a militaristic 7-ton armored vehicle that can withstand gale-force tornado winds, and it has to.
It's catching us!
But you gotta fly, dude.
Ultimately, photographer Sean Casey and his crew get inside a tornado. And many scientists, including our next guest, get awfully close. They're part of the Vortex 2 project, the largest tornado research program in the world. It's funded by the National Science Foundation and deploys a fleet of vehicles, including the Doppler on wheels, to surround and study potential tornadoes. Josh Werman invented the Doppler on wheels. So, Josh, start by describing your vehicle.
The Doppler on wheels is a weather radar, similar to what you see on TV, except that everything's on a truck. We've put state-of-the-art equipment and made it tough and made it small enough and really robust enough that it can go out into tornadoes, hurricanes, all kinds of nasty weather.
It's just amazing to watch, first of all, what comes out of these little vehicles, but also as many of them, there's, you know, a fleet of them with all these scientists go out to try to meet a tornado. First of all, what's it like to be in there? And we'll hear some sound as, you know, the lead researchers are telling everybody where to go and where they are. Everybody's reporting back in where they are.
12-11 dropping pod F. Still a large tornado.
Copy. Thank you, Delphi.
Pro-14, go ahead. We're dropping our third pod right now.
Okay, drop it and head south.
What's that like to chase where a tornado might be?
Well, Vortex 2 had over 100 scientists and about 50 different scientific vehicles. So we were trying to coordinate not only Doppler on wheels, but instrumented vehicles, vehicles who were dropping these things called tornado pods, weather balloon launching systems, basically a whole slew of different systems, and trying to surround these tornadic storms. Of course, they weren't making tornadoes, so we're trying to predict where the tornado is going to form,
right,
maybe 20, 30 minutes ahead of time. And then we had a real tension between trying to get everybody ambitiously deployed in just the right place, but also safe, because we don't want to get killed getting this data. So we have to be close, but not too close, and have good ways to run away.
Yeah, it's really quite something, especially since you're out in the beautiful plains. You know, you're in Colorado at times, looks like Kansas at times, and racing across the landscape. We were thinking that if you were storm watchers here in New England, you'd just be sitting in traffic. You wouldn't be able to get anything. Yeah. But
We only do tornado chasing out in the high plains because it's relatively flat and there's a great road grid.
Right.
And also there are no trees and fewer cities. We get tornadoes in the southeast in areas where there is a lot of urbanization, but we just can't really do the research as well.
Can't chase them. And what kind of data are you looking for and to what end?
Our goal is to try to understand the tornado formation process better so that we can then forecast the tornadoes better. Right now, the average lead time is about 13 minutes. And the false alarm rate for the warnings is 70%, which means most of the time when you get a tornado warning, there's no tornado.
Right.
So we're trying to improve those numbers. And in order to do that, we need to understand exactly how they form and understand the differences between the storms that make tornadoes and the ones that don't. And the differences are quite subtle.
And we're watching these storms form. Now, I know we know how deadly they are. They're also astonishingly beautiful. When you see the tornadoes start dancing on the horizons, they go back up. Like, are they going to come down? What's going to happen? And what is the subtle difference as to, you know, which one's going to form a tornado, which isn't?
The state of the art right now is that we can detect thunderstorms and even predict thunderstorms that are going to have rotation. They're going to have what's called a mesocyclone, which is a big swirling mass of wind. But there are thousands of these supercell thunderstorms that have rotation, and most of them don't make tornadoes. The differences are very subtle, so much that we can't tell. We think that the temperatures and the relative humidities and small differences in whether there's rain or hail or what type of raindrops might make the difference. But the whole point of Vortex 2 was to try to really throw all these instruments in a coordinated way around these storms so we could see things in a different way so that we could pull out these very, very subtle differences.
Yeah. Your Doppler on wheels vehicles have measured the highest wind speed ever recorded, 301 miles per hour.
Yeah, we measured winds over 300 miles an hour in a tornado that was going right through the center of Oklahoma, killed about three dozen people. The devastation from that was, like you say, like the tsunami. It basically wiped houses right down to their foundation. Yeah. It was horrible looking.
Documented the largest tornado circulation ever, a huge tornado, winds extending over 4 miles.
Some tornadoes are extremely large, and they can do damage over 2, 3, 4 miles.
Yeah. And as you know, the photographer, who's also featured in the film, is right inside a tornado. It does come right across his path. But it just looks like a bunch of dust. I mean, it just is just this horrible nothing.
What a tornado looks like inside depends a lot on what it's hitting at the time. So in the film, the tornado is going over mostly open country. It's just going through grassland, so you see a lot of grass and dust. Had that been in the middle of a town, there would have been a lot more debris from houses, you know, pieces of wood, bricks, things like that.
Yeah. We have seen so much of what nature can do, you know, recently. Are you still in awe?
I am in awe of nature. It's amazing what nature can do, both in terms of beauty, in terms of destruction, and also in terms of creation. These thunderstorms can cause a lot of destruction, but they're also an important process in the atmosphere. They're redistributing heat. They're redistributing moisture in the atmosphere. So they're important components. We don't want them to go away, but some of the things that they do are potentially damaging.
And obviously, I mean, there's a thrill. I've actually ridden along with a tornado chaser, and it can be thrilling. But has there ever been a time when even in this vehicle that weighs 26,000 pounds and is 14 feet high, you know, this Doppler on wheels that you've designed, has there ever been a time when you've said to yourself, oh, darn, for lack of a better word, I'm too close?
We were running away from a tornado a little while back, and there was this very surprising wind outside the tornado, which was much stronger than the tornado itself. And I'm yelling at my driver, hey, we got to get away from the tornado. And he's screaming back at me, telling me he has the truck floored. And we were stopped dead on the highway by these winds that got up close to 200 miles an hour. And we couldn't get away. And this tornado's coming towards us, and we're stopped dead in the highway. And all we could do is basically point the rear of our truck into the wind and sit there and take it. It ripped the door off our truck. It embedded metal from some kind of farm equipment or something in the back of our truck. For about 30, 45 seconds, it was a pretty horrifying experience. Underneath it all, though, I think we're kind of a team of nerds. We also were sitting there double-checking that we were recording data during the event because that's what we were out there to do.
Could you even hear each other over the sound if you wanted to talk?
We yell at each other a lot in that truck. In fact, my throat is sore most of the spring. We have a diesel generator. We have a lot of computers in there. And, of course, winds that are blowing around at about 100 miles an hour, even just outside the tornadoes, create a tremendous roar all around us.
That's tornado researcher Josh Worman, featured in the new IMAX film Tornado Alley, in which he and dozens of other scientists in the vehicle he designed, the Doppler on wheels, race after tornadoes to study them, to better understand them and give people better warning systems. And we leave you with another scene from the movie as the filmmaker in the movie actually does achieve his wish and films inside a tornado. Josh, thanks so much.
Great being here.